A testament against the world, the Lord's rebuke. Far removed. February 15, 2012. From the Lord, our God and Savior, for all those who have ears to hear.
Thus says the Lord, to all those who dwell within these detestable walls, to all these who stand inside these undesirable gates, hear the word of the Lord. Shall you trust in the works of your own hands, O sons of men? How long shall you be wise in your own eyes? For that which you have erected shall be your undoing, and that which you uphold shall surely collapse upon your own heads. For I have seen it, says the Lord. Yes, I have looked upon you, O perverse and most deceitful generation. I have seen the rebellion within your hearts, and how your minds betray you, even each one his neighbor, and every one his own close friend. Behold, I have peered deep into each temple, and upon every place of worship have my eyes been set. Thus I open my mouth to speak, and with a loud voice I declare your transgressions before the people. Lo, I detest the sight of you, O churches of men, and in bitterness I have spit you from my mouth. Behold, blasphemy is heard from every pulpit, and perversion is laid upon every altar. Churches of men, your houses are covered in the filth of the pagan, and drip with the polluted blood of the heathen. For by your harlotries have you set the stage for the deceiver, while each one of you claps the hands and offers up praises to your soothsayers. False prophets and teachers, whose words seem oh so wise in your eyes, whose voices are smooth, soothing your itching ears. Prepared speeches, soft songs, lulling you to sleep as you rest comfortably in your padded chairs, slowly fading into all this darkness in which you are so easily ensnared. Thick darkness, from which you will not escape, says the Lord. For you have surely polluted my name and desecrated my commandments, putting the Holy One to an open shame, crucifying him again and again in your hearts. Behold, he has altogether become as one dead in your eyes. Yet I tell you the truth, I am come. Behold, I am risen up out of my place, and I have come forth to punish the inhabitants of the earth, to pour out judgment upon all those who cease not from doing evil in my sight. I have come forth to deliver justice in all the earth, recompense for all nations. Behold, this generation is dead in my eyes. I see no life in them, for from this people I am far removed, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord to the churches of men, your cups are full of spoiled wine, yet oh, how you love to sip from them. I hear you say, the body of Christ, as you take and eat, yet not one of you truly receives of him. Indeed, you stand in the midst of pools of water, immersing yourselves, yet you remain unclean. For I do not know you, says the Lord. Therefore, depart from me, all you workers of lawlessness, all you hard-hearted people who reject me and my words, and push out the hand against my rebuke. Depart from me, all you blind guides who have failed to recognize me. Depart! For with you I am sorely displeased, says the Lord God. For you have allowed the pagan to enter in and take his throne upon the altar, as the congregation gives ear to the deceiver, welcoming his every word. Behold, the churches of men have fallen. They are fallen. Even every one of them has forsaken me. All have went backward and not forward. Each one refuses to obey, nor will they incline the ear, but follow the counsels and dictates of their own evil hearts. Lo, with open palms they greedily receive false testimony, as they give ear to every false prophet and teacher who comes to them speaking lies and pleasant things, saying, peace, peace. Yet there is no peace. Therefore, thus says the Lord to this insolent people, who dwell amongst the churches of men. You are dead, though you yet live. How long shall you commit adultery against your God? How long shall you break my commandments and ignore my every decree, one after another? Then come and stand before me, saying,
we are delivered to do all these things.
You are not delivered. Indeed, there is nothing new under the sun. For to this day my people say,
this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. Our God dwells here, and his Spirit has come to rest upon us. Therefore we will honor him with our rituals, and open our mouths in praise. For we are the true bride, yes, we are his chosen people.
Woe, I say to you, for you are all rebellious houses, a most prideful and wayward generation, a multitude of deceived peoples. Your worship is in vain. It is not accepted. I take no pleasure at all in your offerings, for that which you offer up in my name is unclean. Behold, all your rituals are like polluted fountains, yet you love to drink. Yea, your every tradition is like refuse spread out before my face, yet you revel in it. For you have not known me, nor do you recognize my voice. Thus you did not come out at my calling, nor are you able to pass through the gate. For one who truly desires me seeks me out, and one who is in love with me obeys my commands and gives heed to my every decree. Yet you prefer the voice of a hired man, having altogether forgotten the voice of your shepherd. Therefore, thus says the Lord, again I tell you, I have seen it. And as I live, says the Lord, so also do I declare it through the pen of my prophets. Lo, I have sworn it in the heat of my wrath, and will also do it. Behold, I have purposed destruction upon all your abominable temples. I have declared calamity for all your grand houses, until all these riches are consumed. Every building which stands so high and lofty, every whitewashed wall which conceals abomination, every upright pillar, every established column, all must come down. All must be broken in pieces, until only dust and ashes remain, until the foot of the high man can find no level ground upon which to stand and rest, until the hand of the proud finds no place to lean upon in his weariness. For only then will they be separate, only then will they come out from among them, says the Lord. For I alone am the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Therefore, let my name resound. Let it go forth to break off the branches and level the forests. Let it stir up the hurricane and devastate the coastlands. Let it bring forth the whirlwind against those far inland. Let the lightning strike down every wall and set every city on fire in the name of the Lord. Behold, the ground beneath your feet is unsteady, O mighty nations. Feel it tremble at the presence of the Lord, and watch in astonishment how it shrinks back at the Lord's rebuke. For I shall thrust the rocks upward and pull apart the mountains, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Therefore, see the word of the Lord, O peoples of the earth. Listen to the sound of my voice and repent. Give me glory, for there is a worship in which I am well pleased, yet you have not known it. Indeed, there is a praise in which I delight, yet from you I have not heard it. For you honor me with your lips, yet your hearts remain far from me. Therefore, I have spit you from my mouth, O churches of men. I have vomited you out, O peoples of the earth, until I have pursued my enemies and wounded them, until I have destroyed them, that they should no more stand, until truth brings forth conviction, and humility is born of sincere repentance, until my people are broken without hand, until the whole world has fallen under my feet, until the hearts of my beloved cry out my name in truth, and no more pollute my name in their unjust cause, until my people are once again made whole, says the Lord.